Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Good morning. I'm so glad that you joined us this morning. We've been talking about vision and our purpose in life and how to get that vision. And one way we said, one of the first ways I said, was we need to learn to walk with God. Because when we walk with God, we'll have a relationship and God will start revealing vision to us that will propel us to our purpose. And so I started showing how I pray in the mornings in my private prayer time and how I speak to God, and I've got myself a relationship with the Lord rather than some religious kind of thing. So I want to see, maybe this helps you, might not work for you, it works for me, but anyway, whatever I can do to help you. So God bless you as we continue this morning.
I go into my office, I say, Lord, thank you, and I repent and I speak to him and I love him. I always like to go to him and ask him to forgive me of anything that I've done, because chances are I've done something wrong somewhere along the line. But I'm not sin conscious, I'm righteous conscious, so I can come to him. So I come to him and say, hey Dad, forgive me for anything I've done. Help me overcome any problems I have. And Lord, I want you to show me your love. I ask God to show me your love. I know he's shown me Jesus. For God so loved the world that he showed Jesus, gave his only son. I said to him, show me your love today. Just show me your love. And he does something. He does something in my life. And I know it's God showing me his love. Every time. Try it. Just try. Lord, show me your love. And I'm telling you, something will happen. You say, that's God's love he's showing me. That's an amazing thing. Amen. And so you will, listen, you will cultivate a relationship with God. The best way is by spending time in his word. You've got to get into his word. Taking time for communication with God. Pray the word. When I pray, when I read the Bible, I read it loud. Okay? We're going to read Psalm 3, verse 5. Amen? Now watch here. And I'm going to read, this is how I read at home. On my own. 5 o'clock in the morning. Okay? This is me reading at home. All right, did it come up? All right, there you are. Now, this is me. This is how I do it. Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his face, or seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. Wow, Lord. Trust in you with all my heart. I'm not sure that I do. I'm trying to. Can you help me to trust you more? Amen. And now some people, they're scared to do that because you're testing God. Watch out. Because he's going to make you love him more, trust him more, and he's going to bring adverse circumstances to you. That's not God. No. That's the devil. Amen. That's the devil. Amen. Lord, teach me to trust you more. Well, then he's going to make me go totally bankrupt and I'm going to have to rely on him. That's not what he does, and that's not how he does it. So you ask him, you say, so, and then you say to him, now, Lord, I'm seeking my will, your will, in all that I do, and I know I fall short of it so many times. Help me to stay on your will. I try, like the Apostle Paul said, the things I want to do, I don't do, and the things I don't want to do, that I do. Please help me the way you helped him. Amen. You helped him get through every situation. I want to learn to do this. And then you will show me the path to take. That means, if he's going to show me the path, now I'm talking to God. If you show me the path, that means I'm not going down the wrong road. That's right. So therefore, I'm going to trust you with all my heart, and I'm not going to try to work it out. Nope. I'm not going to try to work it out my own understanding. I'm going to seek you in all that I do, and you're going to show me the way? Well then, how can I go the wrong way? If I'm doing that, how can I choose wrong? How can I marry wrong? How can I start the wrong job? How can I go to the wrong business? How can I spend the money in the wrong place? Amen. So God, start showing me. That's me reading a scripture. Amen. But too many people, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his way in all your way. Show you the path to take. You know, and we just go. When we read 500 scriptures. We think the more we read, the more God hears. He's looking for quality, not quantity. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen? And so you will cultivate a relationship with God by spending time in the Word of God. And then you take it to prayer and communion with God, communication. And take every opportunity to get involved in the church. Whenever the doors are open, yeah. All the Bible opportunities, tomorrow night, Bible study, Thursday morning, healing school, Tuesday morning, faith teaching, Thursday afternoon, we got prayer. I mean, just Thursday, 10 o'clock, just on and on. We've got things going on all the time. We've got Sunday school on the Sunday mornings over here. We've got prayer every Sunday and every Wednesday out here in this area. Get involved. Start seeking after the kingdom of God, and God's going to start to show you things that you've never seen before in your life. Amen? And you know what? God, you might be right where God wants you right now. You may be right where God wants you right now. But if you haven't had enough communication with Him, you're not going to know. You're not going to know. Am I in your perfect, acceptable, or which will am I in? You understand? So start to talk to God today. Today, start talking to God. Read the Word, talk to God. Talk to God, read the Word. Put the two together and watch what God will do for your life. Psalm 23, I'm closing now. Psalm 37, 23, watch this, out of the Passion. The steps of a God-pursuing ones follow firmly in the footsteps of the Lord, and God delights in every step they take to follow Him. He wants you to follow Him. He wants to show you the path to take. So first thing you've got to understand is that God wants to get you to your destination, and He's going to help you get there. The Amplified says, the steps of a good and righteous man or woman are directed and established by the Lord. And He delights in His way and blesses His path. Amen. Those who walk with God always reach their destination. Amen. So it's not too late. It's not too late. You might be exactly where He wants you right now. Amen. So let's start by getting the communication with God. Start talking to God. Start asking God some questions and expecting a reply and an answer. Read the Bible and read it out aloud. So you hear yourself saying the word, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So I like to read it and say it. So I hear me saying it. I'm getting the word. It's coming and it's coming. And then I ask God to reveal to me truths in that scripture. Amen. Show me, Lord. What do you mean by that? Talk to Him. Don't get it. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, hell on earth. God, thank you, and gone. Out of your, into your car and on the way to work. You just wasted 20 minutes of that. If you took 10 minutes on one scripture and got direct communication going, it would be worth hours and hours and hours and hours of your time trying to impress God. Or trying to satisfy your own mind. Just do it God's way. Get a communication with God. Make a decision today. I'm leaving you with this. I want you to make a decision today. That today I'm going to talk to God. I'm going to talk to God. And I'm going to speak His word to Him. Right? So you need to know His word. So when you speak, the Bible says whatsoever you ask, according to His will, He hears you. So if it's according to His will, He's going to hear you. So if you need healing, it's according to His will. You need to know that and start speaking to Him about this healing. But you all got it this morning anyway. So that's number one point, is seek God, walk with God. The second one I'm going to give you next week, I'll give you the other four next week. Amen. I encourage you to go and look at Wednesday at that service that I did. Find out about your vocation. It'll free you up. It'll set you free. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
How many of you want to know what your vision is? How many of you want God to give you that vision? He will. He wants to. And He's going to start revealing it to you. And I'm going to show you some practical things in the next week. Practical ways to know what your future is. Practical ways to know your destination. Amen? Praise God. Let's stand to our feet this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So, Father, we just thank You. We thank You that You cared enough about us to create us fearfully and wonderfully, and that You put gifts and talents and calls in our own lives. You put business ideas, witty inventions. You do all of that in each and every one of us. You gave us the gift to make money. Deuteronomy 8:18 says it. We should not remember You, that it's You that gave us the power to get wealth. And so all that we've got was given to us from You. You even said, I am the vine, in John 15:5. I am the vine, You are the branches. He that abides in Me and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. For without Me you can do nothing. Well, I abide in the Lord. He didn't say try to be the branches. He said, I'm the vine, you are the branches. So I'm not going to try being the branches. I am the branch. And the fruit is produced on the branch, not on the trunk. So I will be a fruit-producing branch of Jesus Christ. And so, Father, I thank you that you've given me these special abilities. And I'm going to start looking into this deeper than I ever have before. I've never even thought about it. I've just gone with whatever comes. But I'm going to think about what it is. I'm going to think about the things that excite me and the things I want to do. And so I just thank you, Lord, that each person in this place today will start to realize the value that you have placed in each and every one of them. The absolute value that you've put on each and every one of your children. And we thank you, Lord, that they will respond with a yes, Lord. And that they will find out and they'll seek and you'll show them and they'll know the direction to follow. And they will become effective, absolutely effective wherever they are and whatever they're doing. I release and I activate the blessing over each and every one of you so that God will start to reveal to you. Start questioning yourself as well. Start questioning, why do I do these things? What am I doing it for? Just start questioning yourself. Because I love it or because I'm trying to impress or because it's all I can do. Just start to at least look at it. Because God's going to reveal stuff by the end of this next week. He's going to start revealing things to you. And so Father, I thank you that as they come to a fellowship with you, and communion and communication with you, that you will reveal and show them how to do it. Let them see how to do it, Lord. Show them your love. I ask today that you would show this body of believers your love in tangible ways this week in Jesus' name. Now, while heads are bowed and eyes are closed, if you're in this and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, Jesus said in John 3:3, if you're not born again, you won't even see the kingdom of heaven. And verse 5, he said, you must be born of water and of the Holy Spirit, the new birth. And in Romans 10:9-10, he said, yes, how? If you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, you will be saved. So if you believe Jesus lived and died for you, and you will speak that out of your mouth, you will be saved. So while no one's looking around, if you say, I'm not saved, I'm not sure if I'm not saved, or no, I'm not saved, or I've backslid, I want to come back to God. If that's you, let's just make right today. Today is the day of salvation. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, the Bible says. So if you are in this place and you say, I want to receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior, so I'm saved, I'm a child of God, and I can start walking towards my destiny, I want to pray for you. I want to pray for anyone in this place that needs that prayer. So our heads are bowed and eyes are closed. I'm just going to ask everybody to say this prayer. Everyone say this with me. Say, Father God, I come to you today. I give you my life. I believe Jesus is the Son of God. He lived and died that I could live. He took my sin, my punishment, my judgment, my sickness, so that I could be free of all of that. I believe he is the Son of God. I believe you raised him from the grave. And I believe he's seated in heaven. And according to your word, if I would do that, if I would believe it and speak it, I would then be saved. I have done this today. Therefore, I boldly proclaim, heaven is now my home. God is now my Father. My name is in the book of life. Thank you, Jesus. I'm no longer a sinner. You've made me a saint. You've made me righteous. I'm a born again child of the King of Kings. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Give the Lord a shout.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility.
Hi. I'm Pastor Christian of Exponential Church. I get asked all the time, what does exponential mean? Exponential simply means to grow by multiplying. You may think that you don't need church to grow as a person, but you'll never experience the exponential growth that God wants to see in you without it. I'd like to invite you to Exponential Church this Sunday at 10:30 a.m. at the Renaissance Charter School at Tradition in Port St. Lucie. Find us on